Hello, my name is Yuri. I work for Dyson. Excuse me, I work for Zenzo Technologies. We are specialized in developing mobile apps and games, and with an emphasis into Android and also Tizen. So I'm going to provide a talk on. To provide a talk on porting of the OpenGL based game from Android platform to the Tizen platform. So the game initially was developed for iOS by Skyworks, and then it was ported to Android platform. The game is quite simple 3D table tennis with a number of playing modes. There is an arcade mode and also two-player game mode to play with a CPU opponent. You might play career or tournament. So this is the Android version of the game. You can see some simple interface, some animated menus, and after you choose your country and battle, you enter the OpenGL space, and this is the OpenGL game. And here you can play table tennis with an opponent. For example, if you press a button, you go back to the menu interface. So, okay. So these are the main. Is there any pointer? Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. So. These are two main playing modes of this game. This is an arcade mode to play with a wall to gain some scores, and these are modes to play with an opponent, with a CPU opponent. The structure of the game and the Android is as follows. There is the game core calculating all the physics of this game and also performing some OpenGL routines to put textures at the right places, following the physics of the engine and also following the user manipulations. This game core on Android, an Android version of the game, was written in C++ using Android NDK, as you know. There is also user interface, all these menus I've shown you. This user interface in Android version is implemented using Java. It is not an NDK, so to perform it, to write it in Tizen, you should rewrite everything to C++. And there is also a big module. It's a sound player, which should play some mixed sounds, some, for example, background music, and also some game effects. And between these elements, there are OpenGL context and animated texts. These animated texts are shown inside the game, which they also are not in the OpenGL space in the NDK. So we started from building the game core in Tizen. The game core is very well separated in Android version from the all the other stuff, and you should need just to remove the function calls between C++ side and Java side, and then you attach this game core to the Tizen project, and you might build it without major changes. But when you one thing is to build something. So it was built without any noticeable problems. But one thing is to build something, another thing is to make it work without crashes. And in our case, to check if our game core works, we should create OpenGL context rendering cycle, because in Android version it was done in the Java side. In Tizen, we have to implement something similar, and then to download textures to the OpenGL space to to see something on the screen. So about the Tizen OpenGL application, I think everybody knows that native application on Tizen has the main frame, and a developer may to attach a number of forms to this main frame, and then to switch between these forms to put different controls to these forms, some menus, some buttons, and so on. And when you are going to implement an OpenGL application, you need an OpenGL context, and there are two main approaches, the frame-based approach and the form-based approach. In the frame-based, you use the main frame as the OpenGL context, and all the drawing is there. And the form-based approach, you have some form which serves for the OpenGL context. Frame-based is preferable because in that case the frame rate is promised to be higher. However, in the Android version, as I have already told, the menus, also splash screen, and also some game elements inside the game, for example, this animated text, these labels, these buttons, are done not inside the OpenGL code, not inside the C++ code, but in Java. So we had to choose the form-based approach because the period to implement this game, to port this game, was quite short, about 2 months. And we just tried to follow the Java code structure, Java code logic, to avoid the different surprises before releasing the game. In the Tizen game, in the Tizen version of the game, we have a form for splash screen, form for OpenGL context, and also overlaying controls like this button, for example, and the form for user interface menus, and we switch between these forms during the game process. We realized the OpenGL context, and the next step to animate this game core is to download textures, to download pictures to the OpenGL space. In Android version, it was done in a quite complicated way. This process starts in the Java side. There is an init texture function, which is the call to Android NDK. Init texture in C++ advertises the texture loading, creates its name, and then calls again the Java side function, init with image. And again, we go up to the Android platform, and this is convenient because in this side it is more comfortable to find the picture among the game resources. So we take some bitmap, handle it, rescale, resize, and then download to the OpenGL space. So after these two steps, creating OpenGL context and loading textures, the game core started without any problems, thanks to heaven. It was very simple to animate it. It was also very simple to add iEvent touch listener to the game form to have a user input to manipulate with the paddle. So after it was animated, we had to implement all the other stuff. The user interface, the sound player, menus, statistics of the game, and handling of achievements, which was also implemented in Android in the Java side. So this is the, in some sense, class structure of the game. And we have two threads. WCTTTZ app is the entry point for the application, where all the other stuff is initialized. Then we have game thread class, main activity which serves for menus, and sound player in a separate thread. So the game thread contains the OpenGL context, OpenGL form, and renderer which is attached to the cycle, to the rendering cycle. The game thread has this strange name, but it works not as a separate thread now. I would say about a workaround in the old version of firmware. There was a problem of invalidation, problem of updating of the form of the form-based application. So it had a very low frequency. So frame rate was about 20 hertz. It's not enough even to calculate physics of the game. So we implemented a workaround. The game rendering was moved to a separate thread, and here we could render all the things to put textures at 100 hertz. So, but the problem was to update this form again. So you write something to the form with this rate, but you update this form with a lower rate. However, in this way, the movement was quite smooth, and also the physics was calculating very well. So, but I should emphasize that this does not exist anymore. It was a workaround, and since Tizen 2.1.0 beta, updating of the form, the frequency of its updating has significantly increased, and now we have it approximately at 60 hertz. But I want to say also, if somebody wants to realize something like this, by some reasons, I don't know, you could face a problem with a problem that these two cycles of updating of the form and the cycle of rendering may emerge a problem of synchronization. So the movement along trajectories will be like discretized. So now we have the game thread with this thread name in the main thread, but it is not a separate thread. And during the rendering cycle, this game thread calls the game core. So then we have a main activity. It has also a strange name. This name inherits from Android, you can see, but this was convenient when sometimes you need just to copy paste code from Java to C++ and to perform some minor changes, and it works. So this is main activity. In fact, it is a Tizen form. This Tizen UI controls form. It serves for menus, for user interface menus. There is main menu, scores, options, team selection, paddle selection, and all the other menus. And okay, let's go. I want to say about the problems here. It was great to find in the Tizen a very rich user interface class, user interface namespace, which contains a lot of different controls, panels, forms, different buttons, web views, and so on. But I was afraid when I met these animating menus, I was afraid how to perform all these animations in C++ side, because I was not familiar with Tizen. You can see all these movements, some disappearing of paddle and the ball, you can see here. Nevertheless, there wasn't a, there was not a problem to implement all this, and in my opinion, it is a little bit easier to implement all these things in Tizen than in Android. And but there are some problems. So you can see almost the same pictures. This jumping ball, it is not OpenGL, it is also Tizen menus controls. Then you can see these animated menus and so on. Also disappearing of ball and paddle and movement of this copyright label. So the problem was, first problem was with the button. When you want to implement the native Tizen button, the button is very configurable, very good, but you can put different fonts for labels. You can put colors, background images, and so on. But the problem is that you are not able to switch off the native sound click of this button. So this what I addressed to the SDK developers. It would be good to have just one function with the names set sound click enabled, false or true. So here we had to implement these buttons as a panels and to add some necessary performance, and that's all. Also, there was a problem with the web view. Here you can see when you need to look at scores, at statistics of the game in Android, we just repeated this approach. When you start this menu, there is a HTML page prepared and shown in the web view attached to this panel. And the problem was that if you initialize this web form, web view just before displaying it, it takes about 1, 2, 3, up to 40 seconds to initialize. And during this period, you see just a white field. So this is not a good user experience. So you have to find some place to initialize this web view control well before the displaying it. So now you can see that this scores is immediately in that form which we need. Sometimes you need this approach because here, for example, you have a text and there is a picture in the text, and it is not comfortable to put this picture inside the text using some edit text or label controls of the Tizen. There is also one problem with this web view. I'm not sure if it is possible to fix it. It is not able to have a transparent background. So here you have to put some field with some texture or some picture, some background. In Android it was done just you have a text and a transparent background to this control, to this panel. So I would address this also to SDK developers if it is possible to fix this to add this feature. And the other problem with this interface inside the native application is having this. Can you hear this sound on the phone? Yes? When you click, so for example, this is the web view control, and this thing is a shortcut, is a picture which is a shortcut. When you press it, there is a JavaScript code calling the C++ function of the application, and if while I was to remove sound click from the button, I was not able to remove it from here. When you click it here, I think it's not, you can't listen it. Ah, sound, yes. Oh, thank you. So when you click it, okay, when you click buttons, you can hear just this sound. But when you click this shortcut, first you hear again. Just before you hear the native sound click of Tizen. If you're able to hear it. So probably it is also possible to get rid of this thing. Okay. And about a sound player, Tizen uses the GStreamer library to make sound. We implemented this sound in a separate thread. Sound player is a descendant of event-driven thread, and it was also very easy to implement this thing without implementing a mixer or something like that, because we need a mixer. And in Tizen, there is a very good Tizen Media Player class, which in some sense is a wrapper to the GStreamer, is an interface to the GStreamer functions. And there is a number of approach also I would like to demonstrate it. If you need to play some long file which is not critical to delays before playing, you may use a player open file function and then play it, but you have a delay to open the file. If you need a little bit faster playing, you may implement in this way. There is a player open buffer, so you prepare the buffer in advance, you keep it in the memory, and you just open it and play. But it is not also convenient for playing in-game effects when you, for example, play a bounce of the ball over the table. So because open the buffer, sometimes open buffer function sometimes has a delay about 200 milliseconds. So you see the bounce, and then you hear the bounce when the ball is outside. So for this case, we used this approach. We created a number of players corresponding to the number of sounds, and we put these sounds to buffers, open buffers in advance, and when you need to play some sound, you just call play function for the appropriate player. And so this is the fastest way to play it. In the previous version of firmware, there were only 8 player instances available to the developer, but we had about 15 in-game sound effects, so we had to use these 8 players in a carousel in some sense. So you take a player, if it is free, you open the buffer and play. But in this way you have a delay. If the player is not free, if it is playing some other sound or some previous effect, you should take another player and repeat this step. So it was not very convenient. We reported it, and since 2.1.0 beta, there are 64 player instances available at the moment. And in this case, we used this approach, just a number of players, what I told before, and you open buffers in advance and play sound ID, just what you need without looking for a free player and opening a buffer. Okay, so a few words about messaging. It is recommended, if you have a number of classes in your application, it is recommended to use events, messages between these classes. So there is also a convenient classes in Tizen. It is Tizen Base Runtime event class. You may descend some class from it. In our case, it is MSG Sender, and all the classes are registered to this MSG Sender as listeners. And when you need to send a message, you just take this instance, common for all classes, and call send message function. Okay, I'm almost finished. This is my summary. It was relatively simple to port C++ code to Tizen, because Tizen follows all the standards of C and C++. Then it was great to find a rich Tizen UI namespace to implement complex animations. And it was also good to find this Tizen Media Player class for playing mixed sounds and so on. So if you have any questions, you may address them to this email, but it could be a little bit faster if you ask me now directly. Thanks for your attention.
How do you call C++ from JavaScript?
From JavaScript, I don't have a code here, but there is a very good interface there is a JavaScript bridge. When you create a web view, you may attach a JS bridge instance to this web view, and in this JS bridge, you have some function to so I don't remember the details. So there is a JS bridge you can look in the Tizen SDK. So it just calls the C++ functions using some messaging interface also. So there are some JSON calls. So you send a message containing some JSON content. And in C++ side, you just unpack it and look what JSON wants from you. Okay. Any more?